You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Hello, morning enthusiasts. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. I am your host, Looney Lewis, and I have the honor of introducing a very special guest to the show today, Kathy Beal. Kathy helps individuals and business owners make decisions and better understand and laugh about themselves, their options, and the people in their lives. She is a professional astrologer known for her wit, accuracy, and ability to bridge intuition and the rational mind. Kathy brings to her counseling a diverse life experience as an attorney, a small business owner, a performing artist, and a writer. Kathy, welcome to the show.
I'm happy to be here.
I'm excited to have you on board. I mean, you went from an attorney to business owner, an artist, a writer, an astrologer. And it's very rare that I meet an astrologer. So I am super intrigued. So go ahead and tell us a little bit about your background and your journey here.
You know, I was thinking about that this morning, and it's occurred to me over the years, I have said that the highest and best use of my life will be writing my memoirs. I quite obviously have not lived like most people. My life has been a series of pursuing different passions and interests and learning an awful lot about something. There have been some common threads. And whatever my plan was, something has pretty consistently diverted it. And I've gone off and done something else, but everything I've done has ended up being connected to, in some very weird way, everything else that I've done. And there have been common themes of writing, of theater, of making music, of studying symbols, whether that was in German literature or art history or through the archetypes of astrology and the tarot. I explore the world, look at things, learn stuff. My freelance writing was always feature writing, looking for people who had quirky self-expression and showing people, look, this kind of stuff is going on. And it all just fits together in a very, very strange way. I say that I built my life on the bridge between rational mind and intuition, and that's pretty much where I live. I am an extraordinarily grounded astrologer who has a very broad understanding of how the world works and how people are wired. And so I can relate to pretty much any problem or any situation that someone brings to me, partly because of the diversity of my own experience and the sorts of things I have done as an attorney. I'm still marginally an attorney. That's not the thrust, though. So, you know, some people say I bore easily, but I have a high level of curiosity. I learn, I explore, and I figure out ways to pass on what I have seen and learned to other people. So it's for my self-amusement, but ultimately it serves a far greater purpose.
Yeah. What got you interested in astrology? Because you do have the rational mind that you use. And as an attorney, you have to be very matter of fact, right? You have to be super cutthroat, but you believe in astrology. What got you started? Because I'm all about it. I read it.
Well, actually, astrology is incredibly scientific. In addition to being, again, I straddle the line in that area as well. But when I was in junior high, I became fascinated with all kinds of subjects that we now would call metaphysical or esoteric. It was called the occult when I was that age. And I spent several years reading my way through through shelves of sections of the Dewey Decimal System in the library. And I read a lot about witchcraft. I really wanted to be able to will my boyfriend to phone me. That never worked. But tarot and astrology kind of simultaneously fell into my life. My mother gave me my first deck because she's an artist and she saw this beautiful deck called the Aquarian Tarot, and I'm an Aquarius, so she gave me this deck, and I don't know, I must have found an astrology book somewhere. By 12th grade, I was writing about it in the school newspaper. I consider that a personal miracle because it was in Dallas, which is it was called the Bible Belt then. Mm-hmm. I don't know how my journalism advisor had that happen, but in my mid-20s, when it became clear that a normal life as a normal attorney in a firm wasn't where my life was going to go, it actually made me extraordinarily physically ill, and then circumstances removed me from that situation. I started going to astrology school at night in Houston and learning. And I take courses. I learn new techniques. I'm always learning some new thing. And now the way it works is something will happen in the news or in somebody's life, and I will immediately work out what the astrological symbolism is and what's going on. And the only type of math-related stuff I was good in high school was geometry, and this is all geometry and angles, and it's the basis of it is actually highly logical, believe it or not.
Yeah, and so you help business owners in their businesses with that talent, with that gift, and how?
Well, a number of ways. First, I can help someone choose a good time to launch a business or launch a project.
Really?
Choosing a date is often eliminating the really bad ones and coming up with the time that is the least problematic. But every once in a while, you hit a window where there's something that's utterly perfect for what you're trying to do. I help people understand cycles, when it's good to try different things, how things could be evolving, when to sign a lease. I have interpreted, I've done like human resource level work. I had one client who was on the Fortune 100 list, which was interesting, who was founding a new venture and had me analyze the charts of all of his key people.
Wow. And it probably saved him a ton of money down the road and tons of headache having the right people in place for that.
You would think.
That's very, very interesting. And so I read the horoscope. I believe that there is nothing new under the sun. Individuals are born under a certain sign, and they have the similar attributes, similar characteristics. Do you agree?
Well, that it's actually a lot more complex than that. That's a starting point. Some people, because there are many, many factors in a horoscope that create the blueprint of your personality. It's like the default energies that you have, and they evolve through your life, and they get triggered at different times by current planetary positions and cycles. But for some people, you will often meet someone who doesn't match what you think of for their sun sign. And there are some people who will read these sun sign horoscopes and go, well, that's not me.
Yeah.
And that's because they probably have a greater emphasis in another sign or in another series of signs.
Hmm. Okay, so it is more complex than what we read on a newspaper or the magazine.
Right. I mean, that's an interesting starting point. And there are a couple of sun sign astrologers who are actually extremely good, but there's much more to it than that.
What kind of vibes or energy are you picking up from people when they come to you and sit with you, with tarot cards, with the things that you do? What do you look for?
Openness to information. Uh-huh. There have been a couple of times when I knew instinctively that there was someone who was a troublemaker who just, you can't tell me anything. And I would think, why are you wasting our time? There are other people who actually really do want some understanding, something they can hold on to and say, oh, that's why this has been happening. There are other people who actually want to grapple with and work with, confront themselves and engage with what is going on. Those are my optimal clients. I love working with people like that. And then there are the people who just want attention, and they come to you with the same question again and again and again and again. We have a running joke. I'm a member of Best American Psychics, which vets people. You have a background investigation, and you are doubly vetted for integrity and accuracy. And we have a running joke about people coming saying, is my ex going to come back? Like, that's the standard question.
Mm-hmm. The reality is people are seeking answers, right? A lot of them is guidance. They need to take their life into a different direction. Well, the more serious ones.
Right. And there's some people who simply just want attention. Mm-hmm. And it's a kind of expensive way to pay for it. But okay, that's what you want. Yeah. I prefer to use my time and my insight, which I have spent decades honing, with people who are going to actually do something with it. And, oh, there's another category, the yeah, but people, the people who argue with what you're telling them. When I sense that going on, it's okay.
Mm. Yeah, and I bet there's a lot of skepticism, right, in your line of work. You see it daily.
Oh, right. But those people very rarely even get in the door. It's the people who want you to validate their view of what is going on, who are the yeah, but people. You know, when, at any rate, I'm going down a little rabbit hole here. So,
so with, there's forecasting and predicting the future. Now we've had crazy year, a crazy early 2020. People are in disarray. People are uncertain about a lot of things. People are just looking for, you know, are things going to get better? But what I want to ask you is, what to expect for the second half of 2020?
Well, I always look at things as a continuum. So let's look very briefly at what has been happening. It's essentially the pause button has gone down on life as it has been. And we have been given this time to slow down and deal with our personal foundations and patterns and systems. It's happening on a big scale as well. But to slow down and figure out, what do you need in order to be stable, grounded, secure? And there's been a sense of like real limitations on what you could actually do.
Yeah.
Starting in August, an energy, it's like we all start coming back online in a very potent way and push against the ongoing structural collapse, reorganization. There are varying ways you can look at it. And we start implementing changes, dealing with, moving forward on, building our new ways of doing things. This is not a quick process. Nothing's quick this year. But everything from August to around the middle of December is cleaning up and moving forward on changes that have been going on all year that have gotten deepened because of the shutdowns. And by the solstice, by Christmas time, by Hanukkah, definitely by New Year's, there is a new, revised, updated way that we're going to go forward on a lot of things. So that's our target time. There are a bunch of influences converging around the middle of December that are going to make sense of everything that's been going on and put us on a launching pad that sends us into the next few years.
Well, that's hopeful.
Yeah, the last 5 months of the year will be dynamic, forward dynamic in a way that the first 7 months have not been.
Well, that's really fantastic to hear. It shed some light into all this. It's always pleasant to hear, you know, there's hope and that there's a shift. There's a shift that's happening, a collective shift, right? It's not just...
Massively, yes.
Massive collective shift, and it's going in the right direction because there has been that disruption on the way we do things because we've just been on autopilot. I think a lot of us just like go, go, go without stopping or even taking the time to just relax or take the time to put things in perspective or take that moment of silence to actually be grateful or to be present. Like we lose that because we're so busy, especially here in the United States.
Yes. You're saying what I've been saying.
Yeah. So it's a good way to reset.
Yes. It's a massive reset. If you look at it this way, things could not keep going. Look at it as some gigantic invisible hand hitting the pause button and making everyone stop and do things much more slowly and more simply. I encourage people to think about what you've been able to do without, and it really hasn't made a big difference in your life.
Yeah.
Like, huh, isn't that interesting? I really don't need that after all.
Hmm. Yeah, like driving to work for an hour. How about we telecommute now? I'm more effective and productive at home anyway.
I'm hearing that from a lot of people.
Yeah, that's definitely a shift. Because a lot of businesses had to rethink how they do things in terms of brick and mortar stores, right? They had to go online. They had to learn to do meetings virtually. Like a lot of, it really is a shift in the direction of the digital world that we're in.
and in more personal autonomy in a way. I found it fascinating that within about a week of all of the shutdowns hitting in March, all kinds of corporations suddenly were instituting new practices that they previously said they couldn't do. Like, right. Employees work at home? No. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? Mm-hmm. Employees are actually showing up and doing their work at home. And I know a lot of people, the financial uncertainty aside, just the absence of, if you're in an area where there's been a long commute or a stressful commute, the absence of that stress has made an enormous difference in the lives of all kinds of people I'm in contact with.
Yeah, it's, and that's all around. Even in my business or in the company I work with, I see the difference. I see the change because people are a lot more relaxed and you have more autonomy of your time, you know, being restricted to 10 hours away from the home and coming home so tired, you don't have time to spend with the family. And it really put a strain on the human race altogether.
Yes, I agree completely.
On our well-being. I would love to hear about your morning routine, Kathy. How do you get up, dress up, and show up?
It's not like the other people that you have talked to.
Let's hear it.
All right. I get up and I put water on for coffee because I use a French press. And I do, while the water is boiling, I will tidy my kitchen and start to think about what are the main things I really want to get done today. And I just let it go. And while my coffee is brewing, I have two games on my phone that I play, and I will play them, I don't know, 35, 45 minutes, long time. Now, here's my I realize why I'm doing this. It's just in the fine tradition of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, my birthday mate, I was born on his birthday, who was a genius composer, and he was said to have his wife read to him while he was writing out his compositions to occupy his conscious mind so it wouldn't interfere with what was coming through. What happens by my doing this, that's kind of my transition from sleep time to what I'm going to do in the day. When I get done, usually I know without having overworked it in my brain, okay, here's what I'm doing, 1, 2, 3, 4, and often ideas for new programs and new talks and new creative projects just erupt out of seemingly nowhere because they've been percolating and I got my mind out of the way for this period of time and they come through.
The subconscious mind is powerful. It's constantly working for us. It goes to work. It's so solving our problems. It's amazing. I go to sleep and give my subconscious mind something to ponder overnight. It's going to go to work anyway. It's not going to be fully rested. It's either going to have nightmares or think about things that are unnecessary, or I can direct it and says, you know, how do I grow my audience? Let's work that out tonight.
That's excellent. I often suggest to people that they program their dreams. Say, give me a dream on X, but I'll throw something in. When you do that, I always suggest that you say two things. Give me the dream in symbolism or language I will understand, and make me remember it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Kathy, how do we connect with you?
My website is empowermentunlimited.net, as in safety net. And that's where my weekly, monthly, and full and new moon forecasts are, all of which are free. Whole bunch of articles on all kinds of stuff. I write a lot about pop culture and politics and how astrology relates to it. On Facebook, my page is called Empowerment Unlimited. I also have a group called the Astro Insight Lounge that discusses a lot of the symbolism, the astrological influences in current events, and my YouTube channel, where a lot of this stuff is cross-posted. Some people prefer to just go to YouTube, is the Professional Aquarian channel.
Fantastic. I will have all that on the show note. Thank you so much, Kathy, for coming on the show today.
Thank you so much for asking me to be here.
Yeah, my pleasure.
All right, morning enthusiasts, that's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation. access the show notes and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.